7% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 March 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I certainly am. I mean that, folks. Thank you so much. I've said this 100 times. If you weren't there, we wouldn't be here. There'd be no need in it. Because you all are there, we're still on the radio. This week, by the way, the third week of March is when I started the broadcast 33 years ago, 1993. I guess I'm one of the longest lasting talk show hosts on radio, at least near the top, because people like you actually cared enough to help us stay on the radio. And we're trying our best to get caught up to get into the next month before this month's over. Folks, you started up behind the curve this month. We're playing catch-up. We're not there yet. To be quite honest with you, we're about $2,000 or $3,000 off the amount we got to have to get into next month and do it comfortably without having to ask for help. So if you pray about it and you can help us, if you can't, please just pray for us that God will be done. I mean that seriously, but thanks for being there for us. Prayer request tonight for Lori. If you watch our Bible study, you've seen a lady named there. My name is Jenny. Her and her wife, her husband Steve, come there and they have 3 children, a young man and 2 little girls. You've seen Jenny on there. Jenny is a doctor, a ear, nose, and throat specialist. Her sister was given a diagnosis of fast acting ovarian cancer. So please keep Lori in your prayers. That's Jenny's sister. Please. For healing and God's peace. And please do that. And I would like to mention a website tonight. My middle son was on this broadcast months ago. And he mentioned a meeting they're going to have here. The main meeting will be in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's coming up in the third Wednesday of July, I think from June 16th and 17th. And I'd like you to check out a website he sent me, if you don't mind. He wants you to check it out and see if you can come join us, maybe here in West Virginia, the same weekend. It's called, it's the men's conference. The verse in the Bible they use is, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. And that's a verse that everyone that's a man should read and understand. We have a lot of people today that call themselves men, and a lot of them think they really are. But unless you're a godly man, you're not really the man God meant for you to be. But go to the website, thewayofholiness.org, thewayofholiness.org. The meeting in Cincinnati, but the one here in the state of West Virginia will be in Buckhannon, West Virginia. If you live anywhere near that area, you need to try to attend this conference. Starts on Friday night and goes on Saturday. I think it's $25 a person. And that pays for everything, including they do feed you. when you're there on Saturday. thewayofholiness.org. Check it out and hope you come and join us. I intend on being there myself. Hope to see y'all there too. So please keep that in mind. Now, and also don't forget our specials. We're offering on the Vitamir Vitamir product, number the toothpaste and mouthwash. Mix and match three toothpaste, three mouthwash, two of one, one of the other makes no difference. When you do three or more, you get a 10% discount. And I hope that does help some. I know it's not a fortune, folks, but it helps some, and that's why we're doing it. So please understand that. I hope we can help a little bit. If you, it's a great product, a fantastic product. I hope you can use it. Now, our guest tonight is no stranger to anybody out there that's been listening for more than a month. We're going to talk to Professor James McCanney. James is one of the most humble guys I've ever met. Straightforward, honest, and an openly a caring individual about for the truth and the way he tries to share with the people. The qualifications he had to speak are way beyond what I can list, but he's been a friend of mine now by the through the ministry for a long time. James, are you there?
Yes, Pastor. Yeah, I am.
It's good to have you, sir. It really is. And for the new people, maybe I've not heard you before. We got new listeners every night. Tell them who you are and hey, and just where you come from.
Well, just briefly, I'm a physicist. My specialty is nuclear and solid-state physics. And I've been around for about 50 years in the, professionally. I deal a lot with space science. I delve in mathematics, prime numbers. And I also analyze political situations when other people are not talking about things. Like probably we'll talk a little bit tonight about the one world government they're trying to bring in using a very odd thing, which is claiming that there are aliens about to attack Earth. It sounds pretty strange, but actually the Department of Defense in the U.S. and many other space agencies around the world are forming an alliance to defend us against the aliens. I mean, aliens being people from outer space aliens. But it's a way of ushering in a one-world government. It's an umbrella. So anyway, I'll talk about things like that where nobody else covers them.
Okay, that sounds great. And I do want to start on a topic that we've been discussing, I know, about your broadcast for the last couple of weeks. And that's the American Israel attacking Iran for no good reason. Iran was not a threat to this country. As a matter of fact, the head of my security said that it wasn't. He resigned because of that. But I want to discuss a couple of things about that, James, if you don't mind. But I want to share something out of a book, H.G. Wells. I'm sure you've heard H.G. Wells, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He wrote a book entitled The Outline of History. Let me read something out on page 1093. No man living in a community with such a religion as Christianity or Islam has touched can be, No man living in a community which with such a religion as Christianity or Islam has touched can be altogether a slave. There is an eradicable quality in these two religions that compels men to judge their masters and to realize their own responsibility for the world. What he's saying here is that the Christianity and the Muslim faith are not easily conquered. They don't tolerate too much in a way of being conquered in certain ways. Now, it's kind of interesting to me, James, that these two Christianity is a faith. Yes, but Islam is a religion. That's not Christian, obviously. Nonetheless, there's one nation on earth, one people on earth, that hate both the Christian religion, the Christian faith, and the Muslim religion. And what group is that, James?
Well, they wouldn't be the people living in Israel right now.
No, they couldn't be, could they? Obviously, folks, I just stop and think. If the enemy of the church, the ones that had Christ crucified. That's Matthew chapter 27. Read it for yourself. Hate Christians and hate their enemies, the Muslims. Why would they want to get the two factions fighting against each other? Let that sink in a minute. There's nothing here that doesn't make sense to me. That these wars are instigated, and we're a patsy, we're a pawn in the hands of the ones that call themselves Jews, which are not, to get involved in world wars. The Middle East right now is a war that's expanding every day. And since this war has happened, churches all over America are being set on fire. And I'm serious about that. On Saturday morning, a church in Reese, Michigan, that was about 100 years old, burned all the way to the ground. This was an absolutely massive fire that erupted very suddenly. In so many cases, these churches' fires are happening in the middle of the night when no witnesses are around. So authorities, folks, can't find out and determine who's doing it. I understand this, that Michigan has now a population of 240,000 Muslims in the state. The city of Dearborn, Michigan, is 55% Muslim. And that's not very far from Reese, Michigan. We do know that Michigan has experienced a lot of church burnings in recent years. Last August, someone purposely but far down St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Flint. Flint, again, not too far from Michigan. I mean, from Dearborn. Maybe it's coincidence. I don't know. A church was intentionally on fire in Newark, New Jersey, this past weekend. They know it was arson. They know that for sure. Another church, an abandoned church in Imperial, Illinois, was burned. Is there something going on here that maybe we should know? Could there be a civil war being started in America to further the cause of a people that hate Christ? You tell me. Another question also is this. This has been admitted. James, Israel is running out of interceptor missiles. You know that probably by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's from the news.
Yes. Yes. Would this perhaps be a way of Israel finding an excuse to use nukes on their enemies because they can't intercept missiles any longer? Would there be a reason for Israel to throw a nuclear weapon into Iran, perhaps, or other nations around her? I mean, Trump
militarily. What's going on is Iran has planned for probably more than 10 years. And what they've done is it's a vast desert area. And they have scattered their rocket launching systems all over the place underground. So they're not concentrated in a single area. And they can shoot some from this area or from anywhere in the country, but a nuclear bomb would not, strategically or militarily, would not make any sense at all. The only reason they would drop a nuclear bomb is just to kill so many people, like in a major city, and it wouldn't defer Iran militarily.
That would just be a way of, I think, in my mind, causing the war to grow more rapidly all over the region, maybe around the world. But, you know, Trump
you don't want to start to be the first one that starts throwing nuclear bombs. It's something that has not been done since the World War II, when they were very first used. And there's always been literally a stalemate. And so it's really something that, no matter who is involved, it's not even an option on the table, not even as a last-ditch effort, because of what it'll start, because then somebody else will throw one, somebody else, and then somebody else, and then it just cascades into insanity.
Well, you know, I'd like to think you're right, but I simply don't trust these people. I just don't trust
them. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
You know, and Trump's trying to get France and Japan and South Korea and Germany and all kinds of other countries to help him defend the Strait of Hormuz. And they're just flatly saying, no, we're not going to get involved in this war that America started. I mean, Germany said America started the war, so did France, and they're right with the prompting of Israel. We started this war. So we'll see what happened. But while this is going on, and now I understand a little more, too, why Trump didn't try very hard to stop the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is draining Russia's resources and keeping them occupied on a different front. That's why I think they've come to the aid of Iran, perhaps. But China, while we're in the Middle East, has surrounded Taiwan with 26 warships, 26 warplanes, and seven Navy ships. They shifted their forces into the area. And that timing, that can't be a coincidence. They wait till we were occupied a different front, and now they're surrounding Taiwan. So I don't know this be for sure. I don't know this. But it seems like there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that we know nothing about.
The secondary effects of going into Iran are starting to come out, like the blocking the Strait of Hormuz.
Oh, yes.
There's probably about 20 things that are going on, major things. For example, I talk to people in other countries, like, say, India. They cannot get natural gas for cooking, so they're unable to cook their food. They're looking around for wood to burn, and wood is pretty scarce in India. So they literally can't cook food in India because of this. That's just one of hundreds of collateral damage.
Well,
let me just interject something here. The real reason, see, now this was all supposed to happen in June. And a lot of other things were supposed to happen in June, and they moved it up because they were worried about the anti-Israel sentiment growing in the United States. So they moved it up, but the whole reason for going into Iran was they were not under the World Bank umbrella. They were the biggest sore thumb in the banking industry, and so that's what it's all about. That's the entire... That's the major motivation for starting this whole issue with Iran. And so if you understand that, then things start to make sense. And it was supposed to, like I say, happen in June, but they had to move it up because they were losing traction. And it was already unpopular from the very beginning. If you understand that, like in a lot of cases, the real reason why they're doing this, then, it's not logical, but it makes sense from an analysis point of view.
Well, I'm not by any means a history scholar, but I do study history because I study scriptures. And as a lady told me all day that I never watch the news. Then I looked at her and said, well, why does God give us prophecy? In the news, we can see prophecy if we understand his word. News is important because we're seeing God's word being fulfilled. But Trump talked, if they're back in 1987, Trump talked about Iran needing to be attacked before he was even run president. They talked about, Iran may need to be taken out. And this has been, 39 years ago now he said this? And he also said that they would have to take out Iran's major oil fields, but they just attacked the island, and I'm trying to think of the end of the island, and the supplies of China with most of the oil. So he did what he said he was going to do, and they expected the war to be over in about 3 or 4 days. Well, going on 4 weeks, it's still not over. It hasn't even slowed down yet. So I'll close with one more statement. I'm going to turn what you want to talk about. You know, I was... Many years grew up in West Virginia, and for many years this was a Democratic state. Everybody voted Democrat. That's just the way it was. And then it went to Republican, and then we've been a strongly Republican state now for the last couple of decades. And I used to go back and forth. I was a Democrat because my dad was. And I was a Republican, so I thought it was the right way to go. But I'm going to tell you what, James. Several years ago, I haven't voted in an election for president now for several elections because I can't support either party. I can see the lying and the conniving behind both parties. Both of them are literally out to take over the country under their own powers, under their own direction. So the parties, I didn't leave the parties. The parties left me. I guess I'm independent now. I vote for those I know they're going to try to stand for what's right morally. And we've been lied to by so many of them, including the Bushes and the Clintons and Trump and all of them. So they left people like me that are going to try to live righteously and not support somebody they can't trust. If they can't trust them to take care of their families, my family, for example, I can't trust them around the nation either. And I haven't trusted them for a long time for that purpose. So the parties have left me. I hadn't left them. And I no longer am too concerned about which party's in because all of them take down the same road. But now, you got a lot you want to talk about tonight. You've been talking about some things that above my pay grade. So why don't you take over and share what's on your mind?
Okay, well, along the same vein, now this has been going on in the background. It's something I've been following. And imagine the military. They have their space programs that are invisible. But what they're doing, and if you see YouTube videos or a lot of news, maybe some people have heard about something called 3I Atlas. It's a comet mm-hmm. that you cannot mm-hmm. see with the naked eye. Have you heard of that? You at least heard the name. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
So most people, actually a little comet that's zipping through the solar system that you can only see with a telescope would not make the news at all. You would not hear about it. But this has been promoted by a Harvard professor, Avi Loeb is his name, as being an alien technology. And this has been promoted from the inside of the intel communities. This is being used right now by international communities, the governments internationally, to form an alliance, which really never existed before. I mean, the UN is somewhat of a watchdog agency, supposedly. But there's no alliance between the governments where they work together militarily. And the whole idea, which was predicted by Wernher von Braun back in the 1950s, he said they're going to use aliens, space aliens, to unify the entire world governments to bring in a one world bank. And he was trivia to this back in World War II. And so he's had four stages. The first three have already come to pass, including the terrorism, like the invisible, the war on terror, the infinite war on terror. That's already come to pass and almost passed. And so the only thing left, and so it sounds really strange, but you can kind of imagine that's what the governments are using. And the whole issue, like I say, with Iran, was that they were not playing ball with the World Bank. So that's... And they were going to wait till June, and they moved it up because at the very top levels of banking in the world, the International Monetary Fund and the Rothschild banking industry were paranoid that they were going to lose their grip. The final stage was not going to pull off. So this is going on right now. You have Larry Ellison with Palantir installing surveillance equipment all over the country. You have travel where you're going from like a visible passport where they actually use the passport to allow you to get on a plane or travel internationally. They're going to face recognition. And this is all moving in very quickly. And so it's like all these things are happening right now. And the whole purpose of this is to put everybody under a blanket of computer control, artificial intelligence, just operating things. For example, some of these issues with, you know, bombing the schoolgirls in Iran was an AI decision. It was done by a computer that thought that this is my understanding, that thought that was a government intel like building, which it was at one time, but it isn't anymore. So anyway, the effort of running everything through AI, and you can't turn on a TV, you can't go see the news without hearing about artificial intelligence. And it's really not artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence implies that it thinks like people. What they're really dealing with in the computer industry is truly called cross-referencing databases, where, like, you can go to, say, ChatGPT and say, who won the Super Bowl in 1976, you know, and it'll tell you, or whatever you ask, you know, how do I fix my tire? Whatever you ask, it'll come back with an answer, because it's got this massive database, but they're doing this now with people, where they have all this information on people. And so anyway, what I'm trying to tell people is that right now, and you have to understand, when something is in the news every day, it's a smokescreen. There's other stuff going on in the background that you're not hearing about, and that's what it is. So the Iran war is, in a sense, the smokescreen. Everybody's talking about that. Everybody's worried about that, which they should be. But the real story is that slipping in under the curtain, under the cover of darkness, is the one world government.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely does. Well, that's biblical, but go ahead.
Right. So anyway, that's somewhat my two cents worth on that. And I see it, in the science industry that I'm associated with, I see all this going on. I have a TV show that's being completely shadow banned because I'm coming out with the real information. And then you see other YouTube channels that they put out a video and 6 hours later, 500,000 people have seen it. Well, that's not normal. These YouTube channels might have, 50,000 subscribers. Well, how do 500,000 people see it in 6 hours? It's impossible. So they're pushing this out there.
Good point.
They're pushing this out there, and they're shadow banning anything that talks about what's really going on.
All right, hang on through the break. That's a fast half hour. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nevada.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. Superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address if you want to write to us.
send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do. Our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I'm enjoying the nice conversation with Jane McCanny very much. I truly am. Jane, before we go any further, I want to share an article with you, too, but tell the folks how they can learn a little more about you and what you do.
Well, the information on my webpage, I have a couple of web pages. The main one is Jane McCanny Science, but the short URL is jmccsci.com. That's seven letters, JMCC, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com. And I have the water filter company, which, by the way, I have a little bit of a sale going on, and that's jmccwaterfilters.com. And Pastor sells those. You can call the office there. They'll give you all the details. Then I work with wind energy. That's another web page, jmccwing.com, and that talks about the efforts to produce hydrogen with wind energy. So anyway, I've got a few irons in the fire these days.
Yeah, you do. And are you going in the same space we did there for a couple of weeks on the water filters?
Well, the replacement filter packs for the Berkey style, these are not Berkey filters.
Right, right.
They're my own name brand filters, but they fit the gravity water filters, are on sale on the jmccwaterfilters.com webpage. The four-pack is $199, the eight-pack is $379, and the 12-pack is $497. And if you buy the eight-pack, we send you 10. You buy the 12-pack, we send you 14. And then the whole house water filter, which some of your listeners have purchased, that is half price right now. So it's normally $14.80. It's now half price until Sunday for up to $7.40. And we can extend that because a lot of times your listeners don't hear this. But that'll be good for quite a while, the half price on the whole house water filter.
And folks, you heard that. You call the office here. We'll have the space right here for you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And if you want to add any comments to tonight's broadcast or ask any questions, please call us 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Now, I'm going to share with you an article I think very interesting. Europe is building a digital ID system for 450 million people. This goes into what you're saying about more or less control with the people and their new world order type idea. The European Union is quietly constructing what may become one of the most sweeping digital ID systems ever attempted. A new legislation, every EU member state, now folks, listen to this, must provide citizens with a government-approved European digital ID wallet by 2026. Well, obviously, we're in it already. The system will allow people to store official documents, verify identity, access government services, sign legal contracts, and potentially interact with financial institutions through a single digital platform. It's being marketed as a modernization effort designed to make life easier for citizens navigating an increasingly digital economy. Supporters claim the digital wallet will simply replace physical paperwork. Instead of carrying passports, driver's license, or other credentials, individuals will be able to verify their identity online with the government-issued digital key. The European Commission argues that this will streamline bureaucracy and allow citizens to interact with both public and private services more efficiently across all 27 member states. So this is going to affect as we speak. Now, that's pretty much 450 million people connected to government digitally, which means their facial ID, their iris scans, their fingerprints, all that, folks, is going in right now around the world. This is the Mark the Beast system, and it is coming to fruition in our lifetime. Now, that is a fact. Go ahead. I didn't mean to take up all your time here, James. Go ahead.
No. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And this, when I said Palantir, Larry Ellison and Palantir, Larry Ellison is one of the biggest supporters of AIPAC, but Palantir is one of the companies that's bringing in the digital ID in the United States. And that's why I was talking about the Iran war being a smokescreen. Sure, it's going on. There's a lot of controversy, etc. But it's also a smokescreen. And one day you're going to wake up and the Palantir digital world is going to be staring at you in the face. And if you walk into a Walmart, or if you go in, you know, it'll see your face and say, oh, you've not gotten your vaccinations yet. Please go over to the counter here and get your free vaccination. But for your kids, do you know that little Johnny didn't get his vaccination this week? And, you know, whatever it is. Or did you know, you go to pay. Oh, well, you did something wrong this week. You can't access your money.
That's true.
This is what's coming. That's, you know, it's already going on in China. The, you know, China has a digital ID system with a social score. And as long as you don't do anything bad and, you know, against the government or whatever, you know, what was strange was that when Trump was elected this last time, the very next day when he went into office, the very first thing he did is he had Larry Ellison and another Chinese guy, and they talked about how wonderful this security society was going to be, and there would be cameras every place, and you wouldn't need police anymore because every square inch of every place would be monitored. And if somebody did something wrong, there wouldn't be any court case because you'd be on camera, and you could say, okay, there it is, you did it. You know, here's your penalty, your punishment, or whatever. And this, to these people, is the ideal world. They're, you know, they're just giddy over bringing in this where everybody is, but I bet you his Hawaiian island that he owns privately doesn't have any cameras watching him running around with his buddies.
No doubt. You know, that's true.
That will be a camera-free zone, so he can do whatever he wants. But you... they can have cameras that, as you're walking down the street or through an airport, sees everybody's face, identifies them, and that's what they're saying. You don't even have to check in with your passport. You just go with your suitcase, drop it off, and walk in because they know who you are. That's the goal. And if you've traveled at all in the last year and a half, 2 years, everything is, what do they call it, face recognition. You walk in and they take a picture of your face at point-blank range, and now you're in the system, and you can come in and, you know, you're registered, so to speak, in the system. that's going on right now. And one day you're going to wake up, and it's going to be there. It's already there. They just have to turn the switch on.
Well, you know, for back in '99, they started to do digital pictures here in West Virginia, and from 2000 till 2012. I drove without a driver's license. So did a couple of my friends. We would not do a digital picture. We petitioned the state. We wrote letters to the governor and the attorney general, whatever. And finally, then Governor Manchin was in office, and he met with me personally. And he talked to his head chief of staff, said, "Jimmy, help these people." So I got a driver's license without a digital picture. And for everybody thought we were crazy. Why are you doing that? That's not important. But picture to picture. Well, obviously we found out that's not true now. Most people still don't realize it, but it's all part of a digital system for the world. And I still don't have a digital picture on my driver's license that they can use for ID. So all this comes about to bring in what you said, the New World Order, so to speak. They want an empire wants to rule the world. America has become an empire. We're doing our best to do what we can to sway things, I guess, in our direction. But we're seeing the whole world now fall into the snare of the beast system, Brother James. We're seeing that happen. And that should concern every Christian, shouldn't it?
Well, you know, the Western world, this is really connected to governments. You have NATO, and it's interesting you were talking about the NATO countries not supporting the United States because they weren't attacking a NATO country, although Turkey, they're talking about attacking Turkey now, which is a NATO country. So it's really getting strange, and there's a lot of inner border conflict going on that was never there before. You have a lot of these, there's 37 Arab countries. A bunch of them are fighting each other now, which was not going on before. So really, they opened up a Pandora's box, and I don't think you're ever going to get the lid back on that one.
No, I don't think so either. But you know, it's interesting that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it mentions Turkey was called Gomer in the Old Testament. That were one of the nations that's going to attack end time Israel, which is U.S. and European countries, in the last days. And that's Bible, folks. They will be the ones to join in the attack against America and in Europe. So this is all fulfilling prophecy. So don't be dismayed. It is what it is. It's happening. It's coming together. We're seeing what's been prophesied happen in our lifetime. And yes, it can be a little bit scary. But this shouldn't disappoint us. We shouldn't be too afraid because we know that we're seeing the Bible being fulfilled, and that should excite us, not weaken our faith. Go ahead, James.
Well, it's definitely coming in right now, but I had not seen that about 450 million people in Europe coming under the umbrella. But that's what's going on. And then anybody that wants to do business, say India or other countries that are not in the European Union, if they want to do business, they're going to have to comply.
And it's falling in place really quickly, really quickly. Let's take a phone call from good old Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, guys. I just want to say one quick thing to everybody listening. Now, look at all this surveillance we have right now, including satellites, cell phones, right? And look at all the crimes that go that people get away with now. See what I mean? Like drug dealing, murders, kidnappings. Look at how many crimes are unsolved now with all the surveillance we have. So, in other words, what I'm saying is don't be fooled, people, by them saying it's to keep us safe, because the surveillance that's currently out here isn't even keeping us safe. It's for a nefarious purpose other than to keep us safe. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
That's very true. Very well put. Very well put. Any comments on that, James?
Well, it's always for the children, if you notice. So there's got to protect the children. Recently, I suppose since Christmas, and even before, there's been a lot of you might call it terrorism, relative to schools. And that seems to be a growing trend. And so that's, you know, they're not able to protect the kids. But there, that's another thing is the, you know, the Arab populations remember stuff for thousands of years. We're great in America for, you know, if there was a war last year and it ended, it's like, okay, that's ancient history. Not in the Middle East. They will be talking about this for 1,000 years.
Well, and I said last night on the program, I had Melody Houston last night, I said last night, and we need to understand this, Iran does not have to win a victory, an outright victory against the United States. It doesn't have to. All she has to do is survive our attack, our offensive attack, just survive it, and still be there when we quit. That means that literally she won. Same thing happened in Vietnam and Afghanistan. They didn't have to come in and conquer territories and bomb the United States to win. They just had to outlast us, and they did. So,
well, same with Vietnam.
Exactly. Yeah,
Yep.
The same
since
thing.
Since Vietnam, so, has America ever won a war? No.
No.
You know, the same thing. They just outlast, and then finally we pull up and leave, and somebody claims victory, you know.
Well, but we it's a good way to drain our resources, too, all these so-called wars we get involved in. And we are in wars for territory. America is now an empire, and all empires end very badly. And that's America Day, which is prophesied, folks. It's in your Bible. We offer a whole three-hour teaching on that. Most people don't want it, but we offer it to you. It's there, and it's real, and it's happening. It is happening. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come right on in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch. My question is that, now, I guess as a nuclear physicist.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I have a question, and I always thought about this. First off, I do believe that America is going to come under attack. It's going to be, it will come from within. They'd be too foolish to come over any mountain range in this country to take it down. So if an EMP attack happens and nuclear power plants are going to get hit, would they be able to shut down, or are they going to go to meltdown?
The problem is the fuel, and what's going on is because they don't have any place to store the fuel, and they're using what you might call high-octane fuel. They surrounding the nuclear power plant itself is stored spent fuel, and it has to be cooled. So they need, as they burn up fuel, it takes more and more power to keep these casks cool. A number of years ago, there was a flood in the Missouri River up in the, went through the Nebraska and from the Dakotas through Nebraska. And one of the fears, they had to shut down a nuclear power plant. One of the fears was that the casks that were filled with nuclear waste would overheat and erupt, burst, and all of that radioactive material would go down the Mississippi River and into the Gulf of Mexico. It didn't happen, but all of the nuclear fuel today requires cooling. And that's a big, big problem. And there's people might think, well, maybe we could shoot it off into space. Well, no. It's a tremendous amount of material, and there's no way of getting rid of it. They want to stick it in, like, Yucca Mountain in Arizona, or what is it, New Mexico. And they just don't have any place to put it. So, yeah, the nuclear situation is horrific, and I can't believe people call it green energy. They call it green energy because it doesn't produce carbon dioxide, but it produces nuclear waste, which is a lot, lot worse than carbon dioxide, believe me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, and, you know, I was just thinking about what he just said about not being able to cool down. So if that does happen, we're in really deep trouble. And, you know, wars and rumors of wars, according to Matthew 24, verse 7, nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom. And I think, you know, we're at that stage where World War III is going to take place. It only takes one man to start it. We've all been sitting on a time bomb and all sitting on edge, and all the nations are having anxiety attacks over what's going on in the world, and they're just waiting for that snapping point. I'm wondering if Donald Trump is thinking that, or he thought he could get the, all these nations behind him to take Iran down, but he's left this wide open. Because if these other nations aren't going to help him with Iran, what chances are they going to help him in this nation? Is it going to happen?
They want to build a nuclear, like an Iron Dome, so to speak, the anti-missile missile system. But as you can see, it's got a flaw. And that is that if you simply overpower it with numbers, a lot of the initial rockets coming into Israel were dummies, were drones. They just had no warhead at all, and they burning up $4 million.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to use them all up. Now they're out of them. They can't make them fast enough.
And, we don't
and then where does that leave the United States? We have no defense now. It's left us literally defenseless.
Yeah, it leaves us naked because we sent a lot of munitions over to Ukraine as well.
Absolutely.
We may be depleting Russia of their munitions, but are we? What nation does support, if Russia came under attack, China's what we have to, contend with. And China's a force that I wouldn't want any nation to come against. They're just too powerful.
True. Just manpower alone.
And they are not, they are old technology. That's boots on the ground. That's more forceful than, bombs taking off around us. And I kind of believe that the Illuminati, they don't want to bomb the world anyways because they want to preserve it for Lucifer. Because, he believes, hey, he can be God of this world. And I do believe that he thinks he can take Jehovah Yahweh down, which he can't. We read the last chapter.
Amen. But, good call,
but
Joe.
It's a great war that's going on. It's a spiritual battle. And until the church wakes up to realize it is a spiritual battle, we lost. We will be nothing but casualties of war.
Enough from the church waking up. We're just waiting for the rapture. Good call, Joe. Appreciate it. And, you were discussing briefly a while ago, Brother James, about AI. That's what we're talking about, AI. Right here in West Virginia and up in the northwest of me is a county called Mason County. They will put one of those AI centers in Mason County, West Virginia. The delegates all for it because it's just going to bring in jobs and prosperity. But some people are realizing this is not what it seems to be. It's going to be it's going to use up all of the resources, including water, electricity, and they're wanting to bring it in. But AI, artificial intelligence now, James, is all around us. You can't go online and search out news articles without seeing AI-produced videos there. And that's true, isn't it?
Well, that's another point. Good point. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, you go on YouTube or any of these video sites, and a lot of it, and they're very good. It looks like people sitting there talking, but it's all artificial intelligence, 100%. They're not people. There's a lot of, for example, that's one of the big problems with the war in Iran. There's no real news because there's so much AI-generated content, you don't know what's real.
Well, now that we're going under the camera system, the digital cameras, and we're talking about flock cameras and all that, why couldn't they use AI to make us do a crime artificially? Looks like us, talks like us, acts like us. But why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why couldn't they could frame us, couldn't they?
Well, absolutely. No, that is a big possibility. And who's the problem is, who are you going to call? I have a book that I have not had time to complete. It's called Death by AI. And AI is not really AI. I said before, it's relational databases. But it's already failing because a single person out there running AI engines and creating content can create more content than all the people in the United States can view in one day, let alone all of the other people creating AI. Everybody's doing this, and it's going to kill itself. It's like the goose that laid the golden egg. you cannot view. There was already, you know, huge amounts of content. Now it's like exponential. So it's going to just kill the information industry. You and I are, you know, some of the last people that don't use AI. Everybody's getting into AI, and it's supposed to be the wave of the future. I made a prediction that companies that tick the go big time into AI, especially for phone answering and contact with their customers, are going to all be out of business in the next 5 years.
Wow. Interesting. And very quickly, folks, I'm going to let James tell you about the water spatial, the water filler spatials on. Very quickly, James, got about a minute or so left. Tell them about the water filler spatials one more time.
Right. Well, call Pastor Bush, call the office there. But anyway, the gravity water filter elements, we have a 4-pack, an 8-pack, and a 12-pack. They're on sale. If you buy 8-pack, we send you 10. You buy the 12-pack, we send you 14. And the whole house water filter system, this is so your entire house has filtered water. Typically, it's $1,480. They're for sale half price, $740, and that includes shipping. So it's really a pretty good deal, and that's for the audience, Pastor Butch.
All right, folks, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Jane McCanny, thanks for being there for me again. I really appreciate having you on. It's always a great time being with you, and the hour goes by so fast. But let's keep in touch, okay? Anything that I need to know, well, vice versa, let's keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, and good night, everybody. Sleep tight.
Good night, James. And, folks, we love you. Tomorrow night we'll be joined by Diana Ketterman. A lot more to talk about. This week's been open for us to discuss on different topics because I want people in here that are educated on what you're talking about. And Melody certainly was last night. James was tonight. Tomorrow night, Diana will be also. Don't forget we're going to Bible study this weekend. Be done remotely, but you still watch us on the website, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble or call the phone number 339-209-5013 and listen to us live that way. But join us if you can. It's really important.
This is war. Satan's army the land, seeking
souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.